Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has notified all the Indiana public school districts of a new law passed in the state that requires parental notification for parents to use in protecting their children from harmful sex ed materials and indoctrination in matters of sexuality. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this law now puts schools and administrators on notice of specific content to which many parents will never consent. If the schools expose children to this kind of material after having received notice that parents object, they risk liability for parental rights violations. This is a good law, and we encourage other schools or states around the country to pass something similar.
You know, Matt, and this was a huge undertaking. I mean, we sent letters to every single school district in Indiana.
Yeah, this was. And it's called Public Law 154, became effective July 1, 2018. And it requires a parental consent whenever, for example, in order for parents to receive effective notice and provide informed consent or non-consent, schools must accurately cite the portion of the curriculum where any of the following may appear. And there's a whole laundry list. Abortion, abstinence, including any definition of abstinence, birth control or contraception, sexual activity of any kind, sexual orientation, transgenderism, gender identity, any referral to a counselor, medical professional, or social worker, the privately held national sexuality education standards, and we have a list, Planned Parenthood, the Kinsey Institute, Indiana Youth Group, GLSEN, the Gay Straight Alliance, Advocates for Youth, ANSWER, CECAS, and so forth, and any reference to or participation in a personal analysis, evaluation, or survey that reveals or attempts to affect the child's attitudes, habits, traits, opinions, beliefs, or feelings concerning political affiliations, religious beliefs or practices, mental or psychological conditions, sexual behavior or attitudes, and it goes on and on. This is an amazingly well-done law that will actually put schools on notice that they cannot override the rights of the parents.
And there's momentum here. There's a lot of momentum here. Parents are outraged by the indoctrination that their children, and really it's educational malpractice. They're being encouraged to engage in high-risk behaviors. Matt, as you know, Cynthia Dunbar, Republican National Committee woman with Virginia, who, by the way, full disclosure, happens to be my sister-in-law, she drafted a resolution that the Republican National Committee unanimously approved that would basically take this law, it steps it up even one level more. All the opt-out provisions that some of these states have, that's not enough. They need to have an opt-in provision. Exactly.
Yeah. One of the tragic parts, though, guys, is that parents probably aren't even aware of what's being taught to their kids. These radical groups are coming in, they're talking to the teachers, they're indoctrinating them, and then teaching this stuff to the kids when parents are innocently sending their children to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, not about how to use birth control and how to change your gender.
Yeah, right. And there's actually groups out there that are teaching English language and arts teachers how to go back to the school and create the students as activists for an LGBT and radicalism agenda, and they're coming back to the schools. In fact, we just had a situation like that in Newman, Georgia. This is not some big metropolitan area, and they're getting trained on how to indoctrinate kids. Well, a law like this in Georgia, like we have now in Indiana, would stop that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very, very critical, very important. And as Holly, you were just mentioning that they're in, you know, teaching these teachers and others who are like-minded to use subterfuge to even, in some instances, I remember a story a few years back in Deerfield High School in Illinois, where they were literally telling kids younger than 13 years old, don't tell your parents. They had them sign a little contract that said they wouldn't tell their parents about the transgender indoctrination that they were going through. So they're trying to not, it's not just that parents don't know, it's that they're hiding it from parents.
But you know, it's heartbreaking, guys. I mean, you hear about it, say a 14-year-old girl has a double mastectomy because she thinks she's a boy. I mean, totally changing the way God created her. But where do you think she's getting this information? At school.
And in fact, that just happened. The information came out where this doctor in Canada has done it on more than one 14, 15-year-old girl, giving them a double mastectomy because they don't want to be a girl. They want to identify as a boy. I mean, this is irreversible kind of surgery.
He should lose his license and be criminally prosecuted.
Yeah, they're getting it in school.
And they're getting this kind of propaganda in the public schools. And you have groups like the Kinsey Institute with Alfred Kinsey. And interestingly, this law was in Indiana. Kinsey was based in Indiana.
Yeah.
You have also Planned Parenthood. You have GLSEN or the Gay Straight Alliance. They're bringing all this propaganda into the schools. You have CECUS, and you have so many other groups. And we also have one that we came across, and this is the one in Newman, Georgia, the National Council of Teachers of English. Well, you would think that your kid's going to school to learn English, literature, maybe the arts. No. In those particular conferences, this conference advocated that these teachers need to go back and in their English language and arts programs, talk about trans youth, talk about sexuality, power and rape, talk about graphic novels that would be used to spark political activism.
Like queer in the middle schools or something like that, isn't
it? Queer K through 12. Yeah, this is their own language. And so you think, well, they're taking English. They're taking language. They're in an arts class. And what are they doing? They're getting indoctrinated from
They're being
this.
Sexualized, and it's by design. It is intentional. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's, frankly, it's just absolutely, it's criminal. It's educational malpractice.
Well, in Indiana now, if there's any aspect of the curriculum that's being taught at any time, any portion that's being taught in the classroom on abortion or abstinence or birth control, sexual activity of any kind, sexual orientation, transgenderism, referral to a counselor, other kinds of programs, personal analysis, information evaluation, they've got to describe it particularly, and they've got to get permission from the parents. So they, if they do not, if they actually do this without notifying the parents and describing it and do not get the parents' consent, and these kids come home and they are disturbed and they tell mom and dad, grandparents, about what happened in school, there will be personal liability for the violators. This is something that ought to be in all the other 49 states.
Absolutely.
If you want to learn more about it, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We just sent a letter to all the public school districts in Indiana, notifying them that effective July 1, they're on notice, and they must protect the rights of the parents. You know, Matt, schools are not the replacement of parents. They are someone operating under the parents' authority, and they must get authority. In every other case, if you want to give even an aspirin to a child in school, what happens? You have to get parental permission.
Right.
But if it's abortion or some of these other things, they do it without their parents' knowledge. The parents have no idea what's being done.
Yeah.
And they hide it. And by that time, once the information is presented, sometimes in graphic videos or slides, the damage is hard to undo.
And sometimes guidance counselors or teachers will even take it that extra step, circumvent parental rights entirely, place children at risk, drive them across state lines for abortions and so forth. And they think they're doing something, you know, altruistic, something wonderful, but they're not.
No.
You know, and a lot of times the teachers are also sneaking in different subjects that are mandatory where a parent can't opt out. Well, this law here wipes that out.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the course is. If it has any of these subject matters,
right,
they have to be notified. Contact Liberty Council. We can provide you this public law and also our letter to the Indiana School District. You can also download it. In fact, the public law is available. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and look at our press release, Indiana Parents Must Consent to Curriculum. Right there, you can download the public law, take it to your legislators, and ask them to pass it. You also have our letter you can download as well. Stand with Liberty Council as we continue to stand for families, for faith, and for freedom. And we couldn't do that without your prayers and certainly your financial support. All the work that we do pro bono. No cost to those who we represent or give counsel to. And the only reason we can do that is because of your faithful financial support. You can make a regular online contribution. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and commit, pledge to support Liberty Council on a monthly basis, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.